Hi, I'm Pete Pasternak, the mayor of Deloge. First, I want to thank Mental Area College and Dr. Gilgore for hosting this event once again. This is the fourth year in a row. I have had the opportunity to attend, and it truly gets better every year. I also want to thank our local chambers, and especially Sherry Henderson from Deloge, for the continued support. And I'd like to recognize our state officials, too, Senator Mike Henderson and Representative Becky Lobringer and Representative Dale Wright. We appreciate everything you do for our cities and county. I think it's great when we all get together for events like this. Along those lines, the mayors of St. Francis County, we've been holding periodic meetings to work together and share ideas, and that's primarily thanks to Mayor Stacy Easter for organizing those meetings. And some of our county commissioners have also began attending that, so I think that kind of cooperation is a very positive step forward for the area. We have a good turnout from Deloge this year, too. Our city administrator, Stephanie Defron's here, and city clerk, Judy Hutchinson, along with several department heads, and our city collector, Kelly Cash. Several aldermen are here as well, too. Keith Probst and Rod Crabtree, they were elected last year and have been excellent additions to the Board of Aldermen, along with recently retired Travis Cruz, who's here today. Mark Bonney and Linda Moore, they were unable to attend, and they're going to be leaving the board after the April election. Alderman Debbie Kester, she's here, and she continues to do a fantastic job. She serves as our mayor pro tem, and she's the only elected official from Deloge running for re-election this cycle. So last year, the city treasurer position was reinstated after the election. This was a position hadn't been filled since back in the 90s, and even though it was required by city code, but our new city treasurer is Ginger Williams, who's here, who's sitting right next to me there, and I'm sure a lot of you know her here. She and she does a great job for the city. Our fire department is in great shape. As I mentioned last year, we were able to move Fire Chief Jared Metter to a full-time position in late 2024, thanks to our residents approving Prop P a few years back. And Chief Metter, he reported last month that the fire department responded to over 100 more calls than the previous year. We also have a new Deputy Chief, Rick Whaley, who's proven to be a tremendous asset to the department. Our police department is performing very well, too. So Deloge and North County School District are working toward an agreement to add another school resource officer. So hopefully that gets done in the near future for next year. In January, Chief Bullock shared that the department received over $68,000 in grant funding this past year. And Chief Bullock, he was also recognized for 45 years service with the Deloge Police Department, and he'll be completing 30 years as chief later this year. So that's an incredible accomplishment. Lieutenant Sean Roney, he's here as well, too. He recently earned his PhD, which is quite a remarkable achievement and worthy of recognition, too. And another long-serving employee, Scott Hedgecourt, was recognized for 45 years service to the city, too. I believe he's actually at 46 years service now. And he was recently named the Deloge Employee of the Year. So many of you are aware of the roundabout project. It was chaotic for several months there in town, but thankfully that project's now complete, and there's been major improvement in the traffic flow throughout the city. I saw a lot of the stuff on social media and talked to people about how there was a lot of negativity towards it, but I mean, there's no doubt that it works in the city. It's just things are so much better, especially around the time school gets out. I mean, when traffic was backing up on 67 there all the way to the highway, and it's been a good thing for the city. The sewer line project on the Eastern Outer Road was completed last fall. This area, it holds strong potential for commercial growth. And with the new sewer infrastructure there in place, we're hopeful that it attracts some new businesses. We've also made progress with road improvements. Jackson Street and a portion of North Harry Jr. were resurfaced. Roads, I don't think it had been touched since back in the 80s. So we're addressing sidewalks too. Our Public Works Department, led by Kyle Perry, has replaced sidewalks on Chestnut and some other areas. We've also secured three TAP grants over the past 3 years for sidewalk projects on Deloge Drive, Oak Street, and Lincoln Street. So none of those have begun yet, but we're hopeful those projects will begin soon. Last summer, I recommended reestablishing the Park Board and creating a Public Works Board for the city. So those two boards, they provide our residents with an additional voice in important community matters. and I'm grateful to the board for approving that request. And we're finally making some progress on the longstanding drainage issues in the Brim Street area and a few other areas of the city. It's been a slow process, but we're optimistic that these improvements improvements ahead, because the residents in the area have been affected in dealing with these issues for years. So to improve safety, we recently ordered some solar lights for the residential areas that are, they're really dark at night, but there can't be traditional street lights installed there. So we ordered those. Those are going to be put in place, and they'll be beneficial for the residents in those areas. And we also installed new lighting at the tennis and pickleball courts, which has been a great addition to our parks. Trevor Bradley, he stepped into the role of the Parks and Recreation Director last spring, following Dooley Polite's retirement. Trevor, he's done an outstanding job and introduced some positive additions for the city, like the new monthly food truck fest that begins next Friday, and it's going to be held every fourth Friday of the month through December in Deloge Park. He's also currently selling advertising space at the Brightwell Park for the upcoming baseball season. So if you're interested in advertising for your business, please contact City Hall or Trevor directly. Our librarian, Misty Bouyer, along with Ellen and Anita, they continue to bring creativity to the library, from Christmas in the park to the Easter egg hunt and trick-or-treat. And there was even a Civil War event last week, and they continue to make the library an important part of our community. And Deloge, they're also going to have Prop P on the ballot this April. As a city, we must remain neutral, but however, if it passes, the intent is for the revenue to support trash services, public safety, infrastructure improvements, and capital projects such as the new pool and police stations, not simply just going to the general fund. Again, we have to remain neutral. I did see the previous mayor, David Shaw, he put out a video that was very, very well done and informative about Prop Pew. And sorry to put you on the spot, Dave, but I'm sure he could even answer some questions too, because again, like I said, we have to remain neutral. But Dave, he was shared his position on it, and again, it was very informative. And finally, 2026 marks the 85th anniversary of Deloge's incorporation. We are exploring ways to celebrate this important milestone, and we look to celebrate that later this year. So our city has made some meaningful progress over the past year, and I'm hopeful that momentum continues into the future. Thank you, and I'm going to turn it over to the next mayor.